This is St. Louis Public Radio. A local social work student has launched a project to help people in St. Louis and Orlando begin to heal after Sunday's horrific mass shooting at a gay club. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us the effort encourages people to talk about how the massacre violates their own sense of safety.
When Aaron Laxton heard that a gunman had shot and killed 49 people at a gay night spot in Orlando, he thought, this could have been me. Like almost every other LGBT person, he spent his share of time in gay clubs. He came up with the idea of videotaping St. Louisans talking about the shooting and sending messages to survivors and families in Orlando through social media.
And we're just going to have about a 5 or 6 minute conversation, all right?
Laxton asked Brandon Reed why it's significant the shooting happened at a gay bar.
Historically, it's important because for a long time, that was the only place we could go and feel safe. That's where I first became okay with being gay.
But the shooting changed everything. In our interview, Reed said he's now on alert in groups of LGBT people.
We are alive! For those who are not!
More than 1,000 St. Louisans gathered Sunday night for a vigil. Reed says he wondered whether someone might open fire, even as the crowd remembered the Orlando dead. Their fear followed him as he made a plan to go into what used to be a safe space.
And that's not something we should have to deal with in this day and age. Going to a bar just to hang out with our friends and think, where would I go? Where are the exit?
Sarah Sowell is a bartender who says she can't afford to be afraid. In her videotape session, she expresses solidarity with people close to the tragedy.
We are with you, Orlando. We are with our brothers and sisters, and we love you.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.